Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperston Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco.
Good morning, Peter. David Brownstein. I know you're excited that Josh Allen is cleared to start on Sunday, in case you didn't know. Probably didn't know.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, but you're excited, aren't you?
No.
Come on.
But I hate to admit it, you know, maybe the Bills have a good team. You know,
so,
hey, that's a big change for me.
Yeah.
I went from a Bills hater to neutral to maybe they have a good team.
That's because the Giants are so bad, but they're winning too.
Who knows? But anyway.
Well, we're glad we converted you.
Exactly. It is Saturday, October 5th, 2019, 10:04 in the morning. We always say that because the show is rebroadcast on this station, ESPN 1520 AM, out of Buffalo, New York, at midnight. Unless there's a sporting event, then it'll be on after the sporting event. Also, the show is available live streaming every Saturday from 10 to 11 AM if you go to our website, Saperston.com, that's SAPERSTON.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says live streaming, and it should take you to the live streaming site through this radio station.
It does.
And it works, believe it or not. So we should be all set with that. And also, at the website, all of our shows are archived. So once again, if you go to Saperston.com, but this time you click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says Chat and Archives. Click on Archives, and all of our shows are there archived, and you can either replay a show, or if you missed the show, you can play the show.
Binge listen.
Binge listen, yeah. Well, oof. I don't think anybody does that. But anyway, and also, last but not least, every week there's a free economic report by Stone and McCarthy.
Yeah, up in the morning usually. I know last night I checked about 10:30. It wasn't up, but up in the morning. It's comprehensive, some nice charts, and gives you a listing of where rates are and where they've been. I don't always agree with what they profess, but, numbers are numbers. But it was an interesting week economically because we saw a weak index in
PMI.
Yeah, the PMI and the ISMs came in a little weaker. But boy, oh boy, jobs have been robust, to say the least. Not in industrial jobs, but that should be understandable because, you know, it's not that much. And retail is going down, but the consumer and, I mean, I was listening to a program this morning. There's 3,000 jobs with non-technical jobs. I mean, not meaning you don't need a computer background in that, working with your hands. 3,000 jobs in Western New York, and there's just not the workers to fill those. So,
well, it's interesting too. I know Barron's this weekend mentioned, you know, that both the PMI and the ISM are qualitative reports. They're not quantitative.
Right.
So it's like, how do you feel? You know, and I guess if they're in a bad mood that day, like last week, they woke up on the wrong side of the bed, like you.
Last week, yeah.
Right.
I'm better
week,
this
but
week.
But you're much better this
I
week.
I have my folders.
But, you know, but it is qualitative. So you got to recognize, you know.
Right. But I don't like to use that when the numbers are bad or whatever. But, it's only a month.
Yeah.
And a month doesn't make a trend. We've got unemployment at 3.5%. And the U6, which I think is a broader measure, is 6.9. So there's still room to go, obviously. But this has never happened that I can remember in my career, which is from the mid-70s. I mean, this has never
happened. Was it? The lowest something for 50 years? What was it?
1969.
Yeah. And also, you know.
And they upgraded. The previous months, which look bad, raised up.
Yeah, yeah. Better, yeah. Yeah. But interestingly, you know, you said I don't like to use that for 1 month. But
as an excuse.
The only reason I think it's an excuse isn't even the normal reason for an excuse. Not that it's qualitative, is that the media is doing everything possible to cause a recession. Okay, and if they keep recession coming, yeah, one will come, probably sooner.
So these are morning notes that we get every morning. Today's market news, macro news. U.S. recession risks up as services growth hits three-year low.
There you go, right.
bets on two more Fed cuts in 2019 return as economic woe spreads. Bond markets tea leaves send sobering signal. Trouble is ahead.
There you go.
This is Friday.
And this is day after day. You know, so it can be like a self-fulfilling prophecy after a while.
Except that the cheerleader in chief, President Trump, doesn't take any of this stuff. This is it. He just boom, 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 hits all the highlights. You know, lowest black employment, lowest Hispanic employment. I mean, it's absolutely amazing what they've been able to do.
So anyway, if you're tired of listening to us at this point.
Well, maybe you.
Phone numbers to call, 803-1520 or toll free 800-879-7541. Once again, 803-1520, toll free 800-879-7541. And I probably should play a tape which always says this is the best time to get in because the lines are wide open. So don't wait until the end of the show.
Please.
And if for some reason you don't want to call us, although we like to talk to people on the phone, we do have a chat box at our website, saperston.com, SAPERSTON.com. And if you click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says Chat and Archives and click on Chat, there's a chat box and you can type in a question. Type in a symbol. And if you want to type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with that particular instrument. So once again, chat box is available at saperston.com. Phone lines wide open, 803-1520. Toll free, 800-879-7541. And it's kind of interesting what was going to turn out to be a pretty bad week in the market. Really wasn't that bad thanks to the look at the employment report, which was okay.
Yeah, but in the beginning of the week, the selling was not, it wasn't voluminous. There wasn't a lot of selling.
Voluminous?
Yeah. There wasn't a lot of selling. It was no buying. And I don't know. I just thought this market's setting up to go to new highs. It could easily be. Technically, too, I believe is correct, too.
It was kind of interesting. You know, while the Dow, the S&P, and the Russell, you know, for the small caps were down for the week, the NASDAQ was up, which has been one of the poorer performing averages recently. Right. You know, so that was kind of interesting. And, you know, Friday, you know, I guess even in Barron's, I wanted to copy down what the guy said, but it was kind of interesting in the sense that who knows what good news, what bad news, you know, good news becomes bad news becomes good news. You know, trying to make sense of all of that as we tell everybody is ignore the noise. Please ignore the noise, you know, no question about it. So right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541.
Okay, and of course, if you realize if they ignored the noise, they wouldn't listen to our show.
Well, we're not. Do we give opinions? I don't know.
Okay.
All right. I do know is that Elizabeth Warren, remember she declared herself some kind of minority or something like that?
Yeah, she was Pocahontas.
She was Pocahontas, right?
She used that in employment and things like that.
Well, believe it or not, she now calls herself a capitalist.
Does she really?
Yeah. Self-declared cat. Leave me alone. But anyway.
I can't keep up.
Yeah, yeah. Just can't believe a word out of her mouth. That's beside the point. We won't be political. You know,
all right.
We're at it.
Yes, we will. Yeah. But that's all right.
But anyway. So, and a matter of fact, you know, Barron says, you know, the market's afraid of this rise of Elizabeth Warren, you know, in the polls. And
yes, she's got this new campaign, 2 cents.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's actually 2% or 2 cents of a dollar. But
But anyway.
They lost me in it.
But anyway, what I do want to say, here's something kind of interesting. You know, we always mention Barron's, and Barron's always has this round table.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're starting a Barron's round table show on TV.
Oh, really? Sort of like Wall Street Week.
Yeah, like that. And I think it'll be worthwhile, you know, check it. It's on Fox Business, if you get Fox Business, on cable. It'll be 10 p.m. on Friday night.
Oh, I'm going to tape it.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting because they'll offer their customary, according to them, clutter-free, high-quality reporting, commentary, and ideas, you know, and an overview of what they feel are the three most important items for the week ahead.
Hour show or half hour?
Didn't say. Okay. I don't know. And hopefully it's a half-hour show, but you know, and followed by a discussion of topics, you know, from the Barron's staff.
I think you should be a guest.
I should be, yeah. Leave me alone. But anyway, you know, once again, you know, like I say, they should sponsor our show, but they're going to be Barron's Roundtable that's going to be on Fox Business News every Friday at 10 p.m. And I would assume this Friday is the inaugural show. So
it wasn't this past Friday.
I don't think so. Yeah, it says it's starting.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything on it.
Plus, it'll be replayed over the weekend on Fox Business, you know, so.
Yeah.
But anyway, there we go. And I think, you know, that'll give you a little heads up for the week, hopefully.
Yeah,
or it'll be something none of us want to watch.
The headliner of that station is Neil Cavuto, who's Western New Yorker. Along
right,
with,
yeah.
There's another, one of the other Fox guys is, and of course, Wolf Blitzer's on CNN is just offset.
Well, okay, right now, phone
lines. Fair and balanced
here. Yeah, that's true.
Somewhat.
Wide open phone lines, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. And we're going to go first to Dreamer, who is opening the show. Good morning.
Good morning.
I hope you have something great to start us off here.
Not really.
Honesty is the best policy.
That's right.
Well, the debt's increasing by $3 million a minute.
That's okay.
Who cares?
That's noise, too. But anyway,
I wish they'd give me a couple minutes worth of stuff.
Minutes? That'd take a few seconds.
That's right, yeah.
That's true. As long as they pay the taxes, right?
Right.
Now, I'm still curious about PLG. Is there any change? I know it went up to about $2, and then it went back down to $1.40 something.
Which one was this now?
Paul Larry George.
Paul Larry George.
Platinum Group.
Well, gold got hit, you know, but platinum. That platinum, they said, has been fading. Palladium's the star now.
Yeah, it's. I still see that at $2,000.
Yeah, I didn't read it, you know, in Barron's, but they said that the demand is solid and supply is constrained, you know, for the palladium. So
close at $1.51.
Yeah.
That's the stock PLG.
Yeah. So I think it had to do with what the platinum price do. Probably got hit too, right? Or
yeah, it's under 9 again.
Yeah. So I think that's the main reason. I mean, it's in a trading range between 1 and 2. Buy it at 1, sell it at 2. Buy it at 1, sell it at 2.
Well, that's what I did. I put some money in my account, and then my favorite stock went up.
You're kidding me.
No, I did $1.90.
My God.
But about, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 days earlier, it was as low as $1.71.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even pay attention to it anymore.
No, I know you don't.
I depend on you to let me know what's going on. So,
well, you know my position there.
I know, right. We won't go over that again.
It's
but
just
anyway.
I don't want to run out of time, you know what I mean?
Yeah, in a number of ways.
Exactly. It's like my old cat.
Yeah, exactly.
He's still hanging in there.
Well, that's good to hear, believe me.
Yeah, he's my buddy.
Yep.
Oh, and about the Bills? As soon as Allen stops playing for the other team, they'll be good.
Well, this will be his 16th game as a starter, so he's actually tomorrow will be the basically his first year, you know. And so you got to give him a little chance, you know.
Oh,
you know how desperate we are, for crying out loud.
Yeah. He's young, and he's doing really well. But I think we should have beat the crap out of New England.
Yeah, well, I know this weekend won't be high scoring either, I don't think. So.
But who are they playing?
Tennessee.
They're playing Tennessee, but they don't know what quarterback's going to play yet.
Why is
so
that?
Far, Allen won't be playing.
No, he is. He was announced this morning about a half hour ago. Yeah, he's playing.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't hear that. Who's the quarterback for Tennessee?
Mariota.
He's having a good year so far.
Well, he's not that great of a quarterback.
But he's not a great quarterback.
He hasn't turned over the ball.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what they're
saying. He's playing better.
Yeah. He sort of reminds me of Tyrod, that he really took care of the ball.
Yeah.
But he didn't make those plays.
Right,
so,
yeah.
Whatever. Who knows?
So, this is a sports station, so.
Yeah.
And since
ESPN.
Like I said, money is boring.
I guess it is, you know, but based on our chat box and our...
Well, we have somebody on there, but
do we?
we're getting used to winning.
Yeah, is
the
that
president
it?
Said
yeah,
you'll get sick of winning.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
That's true.
Anyway, so...
Well, guys, I just thought I'd fill in some space for you.
Well, thank God, you know, in other words, you showed people the phone lines are working.
Right.
And we appreciate that.
And I did give my son your number, so...
Thank you. I think
I might be able to make some money out of
it.
Think. I
But anyway.
Anyways, you guys have a good day and a great weekend.
Okay. You too. Take care. Thanks for calling.
Go Bills.
And right saves. Now, give us a call. Phone lines are again wide open, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541, or go to the chat box at saperston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Chat, and you can type in a symbol. Ask a question. If you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do.
And we have somebody on there, Passionate Newbie.
Okay. Sounds good.
Wonderful names. has three stocks that he owns that he's looking for your opinion. First one is General Mills, GIS, closed at 54.30.
GIS, General Mills. Consumer staples has been pretty strong. Matter of fact, some of those stocks, as I always say, are just trading unbelievably for, you know, companies that don't have real strong growth. They have
right.
steady growth,
right.
you know, but not amazing growth. And the PEs are kind of up there for a lot of them. But anyway.
Yeah, this has got a very tight trading range.
Yeah.
For the last 5-6 months. What does
that
mean?
But what's nice, it's been, you know, steadily moving up, making higher lows, higher highs.
3.6% yield, too.
Yeah, that's definition of an uptrend. Mm-hmm. And... take this with a grain of salt, but based on the point and figure method, the price objective is 86.
Giddy up.
Which is a long way. That might be an all-time high, you know. But the, you know, right now it's in a potential. The first resistance area is 56, you know, which it hit and pulled back from that. And looking at it, the 200 days at 50, the 50 days at 54. And it's sitting on the 50-day, so...
Yeah, 54.30 in the close.
Yeah, so a lot of times if a stock's bullish, supposedly the sweet zone is between the 50 and the 200, which it certainly is in. Wouldn't want to see it, you know, drop below that 50 on the 200-day. At least that would cause you to, you know, reevaluate it.
Mm-hmm.
And there is real strong support at 47, so...
Okay. Next one is a biotech stock, Krystal Biotech, KRYS, Knight, red, yellow. Sam closed at 37.56.
Mm-hmm.
Had a recent bad day in September.
Well, you know, as we always say about biotech, it's a tough area. Mm-hmm. You know, and I mentioned a long time ago, I forgot who the trader is. Wish I could think of name begins with a Z, believe it or not.
Zebra,
no, it's not Zebra. But great traders made a ton of money, and one of his number one rules is never invest in biotech.
Right. Zeller, his name was.
No, it wasn't. Zeller. Fuzzy?
Yeah, Fuzzy Zeller. Yeah, that's funny. Golf. How would you know about golf?
Jeepers. I don't know because I hate anybody who watches on TV. You know, I go to one place and everybody's sitting there at the bar watching golf.
I said, I like it once in a while, this. But yeah. There's nothing else. But they had an earnings disappointment in the beginning of August, and then mm-hmm. they announced a granting of their first foreign patent, and the stock was down 13% on that. So,
yeah. Patents, you know, people get excited about, but
not this one.
I mean, the investors theoretically getting excited. A lot of times it doesn't. Yeah, it's nice, but. It often doesn't mean as much as people think it means.
They get excited on Shark Tank about patents.
But, you know, the good news, as sick as the chart looks, is that the 200 day is at 33, so it's back above the 200 day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the 50 day is at 43, so, and resistance is around 41. So a lot of heavy resistance around the 41, say even 42 area. You could use the 50 day at 43. And you don't want to see it back down below the 200-day or at 31, which is a little bit below the 200-day.
Right. So there's a lot of things to watch here and a lot of room to move.
And but, you know, interestingly enough, the bearish price objective was 30, you know, which it met.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, keep a close eye. You don't want to see it make a new low, that's for sure. Ideally, you want to see it hold above the 200-day at 33 and watch the resistance very carefully, you know, between, say, 41, 43. Sometimes a stock, when it rebounds and it's in a bearish trend, will die at the 50-day moving average at 43. So
yeah,
had a good pay day, close attention there.
Good day Friday, up 2.5%. One more. EXAS.
Yeah, good old...
whatever it is.
Poop scooper.
9320.
It's a
exact
scooper.
Sciences.
Yeah.
Exact Sciences.
Yeah. They, it's a cancer test. You know.
9320.
Colon cancer, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which I would prefer to do rather than go for a colonoscopy, but I don't know what the, you know, the criteria is, you know.
I have a comment, but I'm not going to say it.
Okay.
I'll tell you off the air.
All right. So if the chart comes up, I will be...
I'm due to go, so I'm like, oh, man, I just... It's taking the stuff is... You know,
that's the bad part.
Yeah,
I mean, doing it's nothing, but I sleep through it, wake up.
Yeah.
That's about it. You know, it's really been...
It's all the laughter, though.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Come on, talk about
Well, it's below the 200-day. Not good. That's 98, right?
Yeah.
50 days way up there at 111.
Mm-hmm.
The bearish price objective is 78.
And it had a double top, I can see.
Yeah. Boy, you're a technician now.
Well, it says double top on the one I'm looking at.
Well, so. I would not, you know, it doesn't look good. I don't know why, okay? And...
Who cares, right? Don't listen to the noise.
Right, but if it hits 86,
okay.
Reevaluate it.
Right.
Yep. Is that it for the chat box?
Yep.
That's it for the phone lines, 803-1520.
You know what it is? It was
what
all
is it?
It was
us.
Rainy.
We're boring
what
people.
You? It was rainy this week, and everybody today, because it might be a little rainy or tomorrow's a football game, everybody's in the yard doing stuff. I know I have a list. My wife last night at about 8 o'clock aren't you going to cover the blah, blah, blah bushes or whatever? She got some new bushes. And I said, now? Well, it's going to freeze. I said, that's like in the hinterlands. It's not freezing here. So, but I better do it today. Cause,
well, you may as well do it while the weather's good.
Yeah.
Right. Man,
I don't like doing it at all.
Yeah, well, I don't blame you. I certainly don't. I watch my bushes go real flat in the winter. They spring right back up again. So what?
Yeah. Well, I have a lot of yard road work on a road for 5 months. It's a disaster in the front, so I don't have to cut the front grass because I don't have any anymore.
Yeah. Well, you know what used to work real well?
Goats?
No, I mean what used to work. You interrupted me midstream. Used to work real well getting people to call was threatened to do a political show.
Oh, that's right. We haven't had to do that.
And we haven't done it, but, you know, we could do that.
Well, that's because of the chat. Yeah, let's talk politics.
We could do that for the last half hour.
We really wish Bernie Sanders good health, and hopefully he comes back. I mean, it's a tough thing when you have a heart attack. You know, I mean, there's a period of time that, you know, you have to adjust, and, you know, hopefully he comes well. As disappointed as I am in what he's, he represents,
right.
Nobody wishes him any
well. It also now will hurt him, as people will look as that as a potential weakness. You know,
the one that's hurt is Biden. He's completely dropped off. He had a 26-point lead on his people. Now it's down to 2%, 26%. Now it's a 2% lead. As the president said yesterday, when I came out, I was in the lead. I was never not in the lead, which is true.
Could you imagine Trump debating with Warren?
Oh, God.
Anyway.
Made for television.
Phone lines are wide open, 803-1520.
She's a tough customer.
Toll free, 800-879-7541.
She likes to drink beer.
Or go to the chat box.
She doesn't dance well, though. They have no rhythm. Politicians should not dance. Have you seen any of them? They go to these fairs and they get them dancing and stuff. It's just, very funny.
Anyway, at sappiston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab, says chat and archives. Click on chat, you can type in a question, type in a symbol, and let us know what you're looking to do with that symbol. Right now, we're going to take a welcome 1 minute quick break. We'll be right back.
You are listening to the Dollar Doctors every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11. Willard Sapperston and Peter Greco of Sapperston Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at sapperston.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctor shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Sapperston Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Sapperston Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. Phone lines are wide open, 803, big white screen, 803-1520, toll free 800-879-7541. Or you can go to the chat box at sapperston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Chat. There's a chat box there. You can type in a question, type in a symbol. If you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with that. And what I was going to say was, I don't know.
Okay. So as you and I were talking during our one-minute break, do you want to say what you're going to say?
No,
write it down, otherwise you'll forget.
Yeah, I will. Two minutes from now.
But people, this is a good time for people to review their portfolios. It's year end, and also things are good, and you should not be complacent because you may want to make a few changes in your portfolio. So, just I think you need to, it's a good time to review, even though things are very good.
Well, I know what I was going to say.
Go ahead.
I would say if you're outside doing something and you got your phone, you can access the chat box. You know. take a few seconds out, you know, and at least you can use the chat.
Peter's part. Lonely.
Yeah, we are very lonely, to say the least. So, but and there was a bunch of interesting articles in Barron's, you know, and one of them, had to do with the upcoming regulations, if they go into effect, on ships, where they have to either use much cleaner fuel. Okay, very low sulfur fuel, or if they don't want to do that and pay the extra money, because I think the price is about double the fuel they're using now, they have to put scrubbers on their ships, which costs money, right? So at any rate, that will mean a big thing, for refiners who may end up making a lot more money out of this. Some of the pipelines, because that will increase the demand for U.S. oil, which is lighter than Canadian oil, and it's lighter than, I forgot what the other oil was, but anyway.
Middle Eastern oil.
No, I don't know. I doubt that. I don't know about, didn't mention Middle Eastern, but it is a lighter oil, and therefore, because now we're exporting.
So who's doing this regulation?
Us. The whole world. The whole world's doing this. Every country signed on.
Does President Trump know about this?
He does, but they're worried that he's going to cancel it.
Well, I think we should have cleaner air, too. I think it'd be a good thing.
Well, as I say,
I don't want to pay for it, but I think
No. As long as you don't go overboard, you can start doing little things here and there. You know, these people that want to impose trillions of costs all of a sudden.
All at once.
No, you can do
a little.
So
where do they get the scrubbers? Are these illegal immigrants that they use? Or?
Jesus.
Is this technology scrubbing this one? So does that mean they need to refine it one more time or something? How do they scrub it? How do they clean it? Is that refine another?
I don't know what the scrubbers do.
Because I know you get oil.
No, don't forget.
And you refine it, or you take it once and you get diesel, and then you do it again and you get gasoline.
Okay.
I don't know.
You're getting too technical for me, but they can go read the article. It might explain. But a scrubber is something on the ship. It's not refining.
Oh, okay. So it's before they put the stuff out into the air like they did with the steel plants, put something on it.
All right. Not that you delved very deeply into it, but... But there will
now nobody's listening.
It will create opportunities. So they mentioned, you know, like Valero and Marathon.
Those are good to look
refiners.
At.
Refiners.
Yeah. I wouldn't buy them,
but it's a possibility. But you know, people are not jumping in because they don't know what Trump might do all of a sudden. And say,
no, keep them on their
don't
toes.
Do that. But they say that, people say, how can you police this? They said, well, every country has said, don't worry about it. We're going to stay on.
Trust me?
We're going to stay on top of this. And it's a lot easier to do for the ships, you know. So.
Okay.
Anyway, right now, phone lines wide open, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. We're going to go to Frank in Rochester. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good. Okay. Thank you so much for calling.
We appreciate it. We were starting to fall asleep here. So.
Oh, I'm always good for a call.
Thank you.
We appreciate that.
Speaking of noise, I have some DuPont, and I don't know how many months ago it was, a year ago, whatever, it had this breakup into DuPont, Dow, and I believe it's called Corteva, CTV.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, TCTVA. And I heard something, I don't know, on financial thing about the winners and losers of this breakup.
Mm-hmm.
And I wondered if you had time to go through each one of them and all three of them and let me know, like, which one you think, because I'm trying to raise some money, which one would be best, has limited potential for growth. The least limited potential.
Well, you got DuPont, right?
Right, DD.
DD. And let's take a look. You know, because usually if you look at the charts, you know, this is the collective judgment of all the investors, you know, and a lot of big institutions and so forth. So let's see what they think, you know. Meanwhile, I must have too many pages open because it's going very slow.
Whoa.
It's
all that scrubbing.
Well, that's scrubbing. So I mean, I always see people that say, you know, and you know, you have, you know, people saying it's no good, it's good. And, you know, I'd seen some nice write-ups saying both companies were good to buy, you know. But DuPont, yeah, looks very sick.
And, it does?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's hit a low at 60, say, 4. Rebounded to 76, came back to 64, said, which tells you, and then it rebounded, but this time only to 73, you know. So I would say, I would have to say if it hit 63, you'd be out of it, you know. And let's take a look. What's the other one now? What's the symbol?
Dow.
Yeah.
D-O-W.
Yeah, it was Dow DuPont.
Yeah. Okay, hopefully. Maybe I should have shut
some. So going back to DuPont, DuPont's, what, 68.15,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what do you mean? You'd stop out at 63, that's what you're saying, right?
Yeah, it'd be, you know, it's rebounded three times off, 64, and that says the buyers were there at 64 for whatever reason, you know. If the buyers disappear...
See you later.
You know, it could be a problem, you know.
And I was just writing stuff down, but then you were saying something about it was making the highs it was making were lower.
Yeah, lower highs, lower. Yeah, which in other words.
Okay. That's not good.
Which isn't good, you know.
Right.
And certainly Dow doesn't look too
Dow
great.
Dow looks like crap.
They all look.
And another technical opinion,
there
right?
There you go.
So. Looking, we shouldn't laugh. I mean, you know, we don't mean.
No,
laugh.
I mean.
Yeah, I know. But as long as you're laughing, we'll laugh along with you. You know, but anyway, you know, it did get to a low of 41, right, and then it rallied up to 49, and the only good part about that rally was it did break a previous high. You know, that's mildly positive. The 200 day is at 49. So what it did was it died at the 200 day, which is not good. So your 200 days at 49, if it could get above that, you'd have something going. Once again, if this were to drop to 40, you'd be out of it, you know.
Okay, and it's right near there right now. Well no, it's
well, no, it's 45, yeah.
And yeah, then, yeah, okay.
Then what else is there?
CTVA.
CTVA.
Close at 29.14.
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, were very positive on the breakup initially, you know. And,
right.
Yeah. But.
Tricked you.
Yeah, I guess the fundamentals haven't been good.
It's the industries they're in.
I haven't been paying attention to what's going on, you know.
Well, you got a slowdown in the rest of the world, and they use a lot of these chemicals. I mean, that's, you know, as simple
right.
as you can make it.
But aren't we supposed to be buying stocks out of favor?
Well,
when they're,
it's better not to own the stocks that are out of favor.
Yeah.
That's your problem.
Yeah,
you own
right.
it. Yeah.
But, you know, it's this one's kind of interesting in the sense it hit 25, rallied to 28, hit 25, rallied to 30, hit 26, rallied to 32. You know, so it was making higher highs and the same lows, you know.
Right. So that would be, that, in my opinion, that's your best one. But I would take pieces of, you know, the other two and raise your money out of that. I mean, this
yeah,
one.
Yeah, trying to guess which one.
Right.
I mean, none of them look great.
And I don't know how much you have in each one or whatever. You know, what, you know, if you've got 10% in Corteva and 45% in the other two, well, you know, leave Corteva. I mean, if you've got 33 and a third in each of them.
But Corteva can't be a big position, right?
I don't know.
Corteva, I think.
Would be the.
I have 56 shares
of
Corteva. I have 56 shares of Dow and 56 shares of DuPont.
Oh, okay. They split it evenly. Holy cow,
56.
Yeah. Well, looking at CTV, you know,
but shares
Corteva,
are different than dollars.
You know, if it went to 24, you'd be out of that, okay? And the 200 days at 28, which has been bouncing above and below, you know. So either you can't possibly tell which is the best, so I would sell a little of each.
Well, does Corteva pay a dividend? Do you know? I mean, I can't see it from
if I can get this.
Yeah, it says 2%.
Does it move on my computer?
Well, you got 6% in Dow, and DuPont. I know Eustace pay a dividend. Let's just see if they still do.
And DuPont.
And DuPont pays it. I know they got to pay a dividend too. Yeah, 2%, I think.
Yeah. So you may want to keep more if you want the dividend. You may want.
Yeah, but he's got dollar amounts.
Yeah,
he's got much bigger dollar
amounts
in the other two.
Yeah, that's
depending
true.
On how much he's looking to raise. I would keep the Corteva because it's acting better than the other two.
So there you go. Two different opinions. It's
there
your
you
choice,
as usual.
No, it sounds. Yeah. Right. Okay. All right, and the other two, Dow and DuPont, is kind of like flip a coin. They're both not looking too optimistic right now.
Right. At the moment, if you have to raise money.
But they're big companies.
Right, I mean, if you have to raise money.
I wouldn't buy them, but I don't know if I'd necessarily sell them either. You know, but if you need to raise money, there you go. You got to sell them, so sell it.
Okay, and then let's see. The other one I was going to ask you about is USB.
USB. What is that? U.S. Bank Corp or something?
Correct.
Yeah. It's nice when the symbols make sense.
You know? It hardly ever happens. I thought this was on the back. This one was on the back of my computer. I thought it was a port. Anyway, 54.09 on the close.
All right. So we take a look at that. Not bad. I mean, certainly looks better than all the other charts we just looked at, that's for sure.
Oh, good. Okay.
I don't know if that's good.
Even Corteva?
even Corteva, yeah.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah, yeah.
Peter just likes the exotic name of it, that's all.
But, you know, but in looking at it, I mean, the 200 days at about 51.70, the 50 days at 53.98, closed at 54. So, you know, at the moment, the only problem, I don't know, you know, once again, with banks and interest rates, it depends how they make their money. you know, a lot more banks make their money with fees and all these other things, you know. But so you do have the problem of, you know, interest rates going down, but does yield 3%.
And the reason with interest rates going down, banks make money on the spread between what they can borrow at and what they can loan out at. And as rates go down, that spread shrinks. But they have been able to do okay during that time. And rates are going to go up sometime. I just don't think it's
For now, I might hold it, you know. Yeah. See how it acts if rates go down again, you know.
There are better banks.
And like what?
J.P. Morgan.
Okay. But, you know, if rates go down again and this, you know, reacts badly, but if it reacts well and doesn't really get hit, you probably are going to be okay. It's certainly been a very good bank stock for a lot of years, and you don't want to give back. I don't know how long you've held it, but it's come a long way, you know, from a few years ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you have any other callers on hold right now?
No, we have some chat box people, but go ahead.
Okay.
Peter likes to talk to people. So.
Okay, good. I've got also in my rollover, I have some Fidelity mutual funds. That's the only company they offered us to buy into. And just again, on the subject of raising cash, there's a mid-cap, there's a low-priced fund, there's a diversified international, and there's a Fidelity growth. Do you have any idea, like, you know?
I would look at how each of them have been performing for this year. And I'd sell the one that's been performing the worst, right?
Oh, at the worst, okay.
Yeah. Which might be the diversified international. I would guess.
Yeah,
you know.
That's one, you know, I never really wanted to get into. But every time I called, you know, before you did everything, you know, years ago, I used to always call.
Yeah.
If I had a question, I wanted to sell something or move something around. And then the rep says, well, I'm looking at your portfolio, and you need diversification. You need diversified international. And, like, for years, I just ignored them. And then I got have some of that. But I never liked it because, you know, there's
I don't think for the long term the advice is bad, okay, to have some international exposure. Yeah, I don't think. But if you're looking now to say I want to sell something to raise money, that would probably be your best bet, especially since, the international area, Europe is fading. Germany may go into a recession, you know, whatever. You know. So
that's probably the number one fund
I would
to
think
raise
so.
Cash from.
Yep.
Without that knowing anything, sure.
Right. Yeah, okay. Sounds good. Okay. I was gonna say other times too. The reason people don't call is because when you guys chit chat, you know, about certain things, it's very interesting. You're very informative.
I appreciate that because we thought we were boring people.
No, I don't want. I hate to call and interrupt it.
All right. Then what we'll do from now on is sit in silence.
No. Peter thinks that it's boring. Right. I think it's riveting.
Right.
Riveting.
Well, we
radio.
Appreciate that very much. So.
Well, count me in. I think it's riveting too.
Okay. Thank you, Frank.
Well, thank you.
We appreciate it.
Thanks for calling and have a good weekend.
Thanks a lot. You too.
Okay, take care.
Bills.
Okay, right now the phone lines are wide open again. 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541.
So
right, what's in the chat box?
A couple
there?
People. Okay. One is a comment, and I'm going to go put him first, even though his name is Craig.
It must be something you like.
He said thank you after, so I like that. But no, he's curious on our thoughts about the e-trading platforms going to zero commission. Schwab, TD, and of course the stock's tanked. So.
I would refer you to Barron's again. They did a beautiful write-up covering that in details in this weekend's issue. Right? Mm-hmm. According to them, they say the best positioned company that's not going to get hurt hardly as much is Schwab because they're so diversified. Mm-hmm. Okay, they said the other companies depend more on the trading. And, you know, so I forgot. They had percentages for how much to
Yeah, Interactive Brokers, TD.
TD Ameritrade. So I would refer you to that.
There you go, Craig.
All of them make money on their customers' cash, all right, and margin. Mm-hmm. So a certain amount
That's equal. Yeah. Right. So just depends who's got more of what.
Exactly. Right. So there's a lot of variables there. And, you know, so it's a very good read, you know, and if you want to – don't want to buy it, you can probably go to the library or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, read this week's Barron's for a good article on all of it, you know. Okay, and we got one more chat box.
Yeah, a gentleman would, or I think it's a gentleman, but anyway, I don't know if he's a gentleman, I don't know if he's a man. Amazon is one of the ones he's asking about, one of my favorite
stocks. Well, we know
stocks.
What you always say, buy it, you know.
Yeah. Close at 1739.65. Amazon did.
Well, I see where they're going to offer their checkout system, where you don't have to go through a cashier, to a lot of other areas like maybe airlines and other things.
Their payment system, right.
Yeah, their payment system.
Yeah.
But let's see. I mean, I love what this company's been doing. Now they want to go after it.
I bought my daily planner yesterday from them. I mean, it'll be here at my house tomorrow. I mean, it's absolutely amazing at a reasonable price.
Yeah, it's a little bit below the 200-day. What's he looking to do, buy it? Or?
He owns them.
Okay.
He was looking to hold them.
Well, you know, it's a little bothersome. The 200 days at 1780. You know, the last was about 1739.
Yeah.
So a little bit below that. Probably, you know, you're going to have to go through all these attacks on these companies, you know, and, you know, so you have to determine whether that's going to affect you or not. In the long term, unless they do something really ridiculous, the government, still it's a great company. There's no question about
right.
it. So,
right.
so anyway, I would probably say, you know, if it has good support between 1600 and 1700. So
good.
As long as that's okay.
I think it's going to 2300.
I would tend to hold it right now. Yeah.
And one other thing that Craig is asking, with he has money in TD Waterhouse. Do we think it's at risk of them going out of business?
No.
There you go.
That was easy.
Yeah. And then I don't know if you want
to. And now we have one caller on the line. We're going to go to Vic. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Okay. Good. Thank you. How are you?
Good. I want to ask you, at what point do you reassess your situation if you have a long tail up position? Take a look at Target.
Everybody loves Target.
Yeah. I know that Willard, you know, as soon as it reverses down, can be a situation to reevaluate it, you know, as soon as it goes three boxes down, you know, because that could be the start of something big, right? I think there was a song of that title, but anyway. But
that's before my time, Pete. I don't know what you're talking about. Close at 109.10, Target did.
But
big gap opening.
Yeah. And, I mean, the 200 days way back at 82, the 50 days at 98. So, I mean, I would probably get a little concerned if it dropped below 98, but you could also change the chart boxes, right? And let me just see. Hang on a second here. Scale. Let's do, what is it, a 2-point scale now? Let's do a 1-point scale.
More riveting radio. This is radio. They can't see what you're doing.
Neither can I.
I know.
I don't have my reading glasses. I can't even see what's going on. So you have to really take everything with a grain of salt.
I'll bring my big magnifying glass for you. Oh,
God. Takes a while, this chart. I don't know. All right.
There you go.
Yeah, so right now, you know, if you changed it to a 1-point chart, you know, it gave a sell signal on a 1-point chart, but rallied back up, you know. So that support would be around 104. So your first reevaluation theoretically would be at 104 and certainly below 98.
Okay, so I'm in at 100, so I guess I'm in.
Yeah.
I have some targets to look at. Take a look at a municipal fund, O-R-N-A-X.
O-R. It was interesting. In Barron's this weekend, they were saying buy 100-year municipals. And they happened to be three colleges and something else. Mm-hmm. I forgot what it was. Interesting.
1%.
What's 1%? This one?
No, that's why I think those 100-year bonds pay.
Oh, no. No, the schools were 2 or 3%.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Whoopee.
I think one of them was Rutgers. The other one was Ohio University.
Yeah. This is the Invesco Oppenheimer Rochester High Yield Municipal.
Yeah, apparently it disappeared here.
Closed at 796.
Yeah, let me take a look real quick. Finally popped up after all of this. We may get to it by the end of the show. But let's see. Boy, holy cow. Is this the right thing I'm looking at? Looks unbelievable. Do you own it?
Yeah, you know, with rates, look likelihood having at least one or two more rate cuts before mm-hmm. the end of the year.
One, but go ahead. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Still looks good, I guess, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you would only reevaluate it, you know, based on the scale on this chart at 783. And it closed where?
796. SEC yields 2.8.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I don't see any reason, you know, in the 200 days, 753, and the 50 days, 790.
You might have some New York State
and
ticks
it's,
on that.
You know, it's above both the 50 and the 200 day. So certainly, you know, and what I say, on a point and figure box, 783 is a possible.
Yeah.
And, you know, below the 200 day, 753 is not good. But otherwise, it looks all right. Yeah.
Yeah, good.
And a lot of people have been buying muni bonds and because of the SALT deduction elimination.
Oh, okay.
You know.
And what do you think about REITs at this point, again, with interest rates being what they are? Take a look at VNQ.
VNQ. Okay.
N or M?
VN.
V as in N.
Isn't that, what's that, for an auto?
VNQ.
VNQ.
Is that for an auto or?
Vanguard Realty.
Oh, Vanguard. I was close.
Soup sandwich close. Wow. 93.43.
I think I've completely locked up this computer. I don't
Way to go.
Yeah, I have so much junk open.
And you need all that junk.
Tell you what.
Yeah. Looks good.
Looks good. No. How does it look on your thing?
Looks great.
Does it?
Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful chart, yeah. And it's pretty simple for me to, you know, it's interest rate driven. You know,
yeah.
10 years to 1.5.
Yeah, I mean, the near term and even maybe slightly longer term on interest rates seem to look like they're going to, you know, keep going down.
I'll just tell you on the economy, until you get 3 months where you got unemployment going up 3 months in a row, this economy is going to chug along.
Yeah.
So. That's my uneducated,
Educated you might have to take his opinion because I think I've completely destroyed this computer here. But.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
All right. Take care.
You too. The same. Thank you.
Anyway, we're down to the last minute of the show. Next week promises to be another exciting week. The Fed meets October 29th and 30th.
Oh, so it's a long ways away.
Is it going to be a Halloween surprise or what?
Long ways away. Laura Meister, who's the, I think she's a Cleveland Fed president, mm-hmm. who, not very exciting. I don't really like her. She was like bubbly to the extent that she's Debbie Downer. You know, she was pretty bubbly yesterday in a short interview at 4 o'clock. So she said, I'm not going to tell you what we're doing with interest rates, which is not a surprise. But a lot of times will come out and be the opposite. You know, we're definitely not lowering rates. There's no reason to. She didn't say that.
Yeah. And on VNO, I'd watch the 200 day. It's, you know, below the 200 day. So you want to see it above.
It was VNQ.
Oh, VNQ. What? Was
you
it
want to give VNO,
I quit.
But that's okay.
I quit.
Yeah.
It's the end of the show.
We'll come back next
right?
week.
Keep your powder dry. Make sure you know what you're doing in terms of your plans. And We'll be back next week.
Have a good weekend.